Hello, Brevet. How are you doing? Ready for another Business in Focus class? In our previous dialogue, we realized that a company is going through some issues and we discussed about adopting outsourcing as a new strategy. You may remember that we had a lot of corporate lingo in that class. And so today, we're going to review some of those expressions. We're going to learn a few more phrases and we're going to work on our pronunciation and also on the structure that we saw in our dialogue number 17. Let's get started. Very well then. Our sentence number one there is, the financial results are in. The financial results are in. This expression here, this are in, means basically that the financial results have arrived, right? So we have received the financial results. Let's also take the chance here to work on the pronunciation of the word results. 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 The financial results. The financial results are in. The financial results are in. Okay? We have our financial results. We have our financial results. No secrets there. Our market research is ready. Our market research is ready. This is another expression that you're going to see a lot in the corporate world, which is market research. Market research, which is a research that you do to analyze the market, right? So our market research is ready. Let's see the results of our new strategy. Let's see the results of our new strategy. Let's take the chance here to work on the pronunciation of a word that seems quite simple, but it's not that easy to pronounce, which is the word new, okay? New, new. It's like a long new, right? New, 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 new strategy. Our new strategy. Results of our new strategy. Let's see the results of our new strategy. Okay, so new, new strategy. All right, moving forward. We're losing our competitive edge. We're losing our competitive edge. We've seen this expression in our previous class already. The competitive edge is our competitive advantage. Let's just practice here the pronunciation of the word competitive. Competitive, 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 competitive edge. Our competitive edge. We're losing our competitive edge. All right? We're no longer in the lead. We're no longer in the lead. Here we have an interesting expression, which is no longer. No longer means basically not anymore. So if I say we're no longer in the lead, I'm saying we're not in the lead anymore, right? And once again, don't forget that the pronunciation of the word lead is a long E sound. So lead, lead, lead. Not to be confused with lid, right? Lid, lid. Our word here is actually lead, lead, lead. We're no longer in the lead, okay? We're losing our advantage. We're losing our advantage. We're losing our edge. Same thing. We're not the market leaders anymore. We're not the market leaders anymore. Let's take the chance here to practice the use of the expression that we saw on sentence 2.1. If no longer is a synonym of not anymore, what's another way I could say this sentence, we're not the market leaders anymore? I could say, we're no longer the market leaders, right? So see that the position of the words of the expressions changes a little, but the meaning is the same, right? So we're not the market leaders anymore. We're no longer the market leaders. Same thing. We're no longer in the lead. We're not in the lead anymore. Once again, same thing. All right, moving forward. Our competitors are closing in. Our competitors are closing in. We've already practiced the pronunciation of the word competitors, but let's practice a little more. Competitors, 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 competitors. Our competitors are closing in. And as I told you last class, closing in means that they are getting nearer. They are getting closer, right? We're losing space to our competitors. We're losing space to our competitors. What's interesting to notice here is the preposition that we use with the verb lose when we're talking about defeat. We're gonna say lose two. So to indicate defeat. So if I say our soccer team lost to our biggest rival. Our soccer team lost to our biggest rival. Our soccer team was defeated by our biggest rival. Or I could say the Republicans lost the presidency to the Democrats. The Republicans lost presidency to the Democrats. They were defeated by the Democrats. Okay, so if you are defeated by someone, you lose to this person. So our soccer team lost to our biggest rival. The Republicans lost the presidency to the Democrats. All right, so lose to. This market is becoming very competitive. No secrets here. Let's move on. Our competitors get stronger every day. I want to take the chance here to talk to you about the difference between everyday, separate, and everyday, together, right? Everyday basically means each day. So on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, every day, each day. While every day, which is an adjective, means something common, something ordinary, or something that you do daily, right? So I could say, for example, this is a task I have to perform every day. So this is a task I have to perform every day. This is a task I have to perform each day on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and so on. So every day, each day. While every day, the adjective, I can use in a sentence such as, these are my everyday clothes. So these are the clothes that I use daily, that are common, that are ordinary. Let me make it a little clearer with another example. I could say, don't take the everyday glasses. It's a special occasion, right? So don't take the everyday glasses. It's a special occasion. Let's use the special glasses because the everyday glasses are the common, the ordinary glasses, the ones that we use daily for normal situations, for ordinary situations, right? So when you're not sure of which one you should use, all you have to do is replace them. Replace them with a synonym. So if you replace by each day and it makes sense, then you have to use every day separate. So this is a task I have to perform each day. Makes sense. So every day separate, right? If I say this is a task that I have to perform common, that doesn't make sense, right? But if I say, don't take the common glasses, it's a special occasion, it makes perfect sense. So I'm gonna use every day, the adjective every day together, right? So every day separate is a synonym of each day. Every day together, the adjective is a synonym of common, ordinary, daily. And if you can substitute them by these synonyms, then you know which one you're gonna use, right? So here in our example, our competitors get stronger every day. Our competitors get stronger each day, right? Moving forward, we need to find a way to stay in the leading spot. Let's pay attention here to the pronunciation of need to, which we're gonna pronounce together. So need to. We need to find a way to stay in the leading spot. All right? We need to be on top of our game. This is a very interesting expression that we have here. To be on top of your game, which means basically to operate at your highest level. So what is your highest level of capacity, of capability? That's the top of your game, right? We need to be on top of our game. We need to operate at our highest level, at our maximum level, okay? We have to make sure we're the dominant player in the market. We have to make sure we're the dominant player in the market. No secrets here. We've got to have the largest market share. We've got to have the largest market share. Once again, here, the pronunciation of got to, which is normally pronounced as gotta. All right, so gotta. We've got to have the largest market share. And also, a very common expression in the business world, which is the word market share. The market share is basically the proportion of sales that a company has in the market. So how many sales does a company get in a specific market? What's the percentage? That's the company's market share, right? So the proportion of sales that this company has in a specific market. All right, so the market share. Very well then. Do we have the capability to expand our production right now? Do we have the capability to expand our production right now? No secrets here. Let's just remember that we saw in our previous class an expression that means exactly to have the capability, to have the capacity, which is to be able to, right? So to be able to have the capability or the capacity. And as I told you last class as well, you're also going to see this expression translated into the modal verb can, right? So can sometimes also has this idea of to be able to, meaning to have the capability, the capacity. So I could say, do we have the capability to expand our production right now? Or are we able to expand our production right now? Or can we expand our production right now? Okay, so you have these three different possibilities to express that you have the capability, that you have the capacity. Our sentence 5.1 there shows us a similar example. Can we expand our operations at this moment? Can we expand our operations at this moment? I could say the same sentence by changing the expression from the beginning of the sentence. So instead of saying, can we expand our operations? I could say, do we have the capability to expand our operations at the moment? Or are we able to expand our operations at the moment? Right? So you have there three different options that you can use to express the same idea, right? Do we have the resources to promote our services? Do we have the resources to promote our services? Here's another word that's very, very common in the business world, the word resources. Resources, which is where you're gonna take something from, right? So the resources. The resources to promote our services. Do we have the resources to promote our services? 5.3, is this a good time to invest in foreign markets? Is this a good time to invest in foreign markets? No secrets there, so let's move on. We should focus on cutting costs instead. Let's just pay attention here to the pronunciation of costs, okay? Costs, like this, costs. We should focus on cutting costs instead, all right? We should be focused on streamlining our operations. This is a very interesting verb that we have here, the verb streamline. The verb streamline means basically to improve the efficiency of something. So we should be focused on streamlining our operations. We should be focused on improving the efficiency of our operations. I could also say, we really need to streamline our supply chain. So we really need to improve the efficiency of our supply chain, make it more efficient, right? So to streamline, to improve the efficiency. We ought to pay close attention to our clients' demands. We ought to pay close attention to our clients' demands. When you pay close attention to something, you pay a lot of attention to something, right? So pay a lot of attention, pay close attention. Here we have a very common structure in the English language, which is the possessive with apostrophe S that we have here in the expression, our clients' demands. Since this is a kind of a weird construction for us Portuguese speakers, let's call Teacher Luiz to refresh our memories on the use of the possessive with apostrophe S.
The possessive S in English is used in most cases to talk about possession or personal connection. Even though we don't own our family, we use expressions of possession to talk about family relationships, such as John's brother or Mary's father, for example. However, whether we're talking about people or objects, one rule is quite clear. First, you mention the owner, so to speak, and then the object. So you could have constructions such as my manager's office, or maybe the company's priorities, and so on. You can also connect multiple possessives, like in my friend's brother's car, but that can get really confusing really fast, so avoid it. When the owner in a possessive is a plural noun ending in S, you don't have to repeat the S. All you have to do is add an apostrophe. Also, in that case, the pronunciation doesn't change at all, so you'll have to rely on context or written text to know if we're talking about a single noun or a plural. For example, if I'm talking about the employee's break room, you won't know just by listening if the break room is owned by one employee or several. In that case, you'll need more context. Or, since you're watching me speak, you can just look at the subtitles and see where the apostrophe is. Now, one last thing. Be careful not to confuse the contracted form of the verb to be, such as in he's or she's, with the possessive S. And that's it. Back to class.
Alright then, let's move on with our sentences here, shall we? Focusing on lowering our overhead costs is a better idea. Focusing on lowering our overhead costs is a better idea. Here we have another very interesting corporate expression, which is the expression overhead costs, which is basically the operational costs, right? So you can say that overhead refers to operations. Overhead refers to operations. Okay, so overhead costs, the operational costs, the costs that involve all the operations of the company. All right, moving on. What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas? What do you think of shifting part of our operations overseas? We've already talked about this in our previous class, so let's move on. Do you think it's a good idea to outsource this process? Do you think it's a good idea to outsource this process? No secrets here. What about expanding into neighboring countries? What about expanding into neighboring countries? Interesting expression we have here, the expression neighboring. This adjective comes obviously from the word neighbor, right? So I could say, for example, neighboring houses, or neighboring states, or neighboring countries, and so on, meaning that is something that shares a border with you, that shares some kind of border, some kind of limit. So the neighboring countries are the countries that share the border with your country, right? Let's also take the chance to practice the pronunciation of the word country, okay? Country, country. Something like country, okay? Country, country, country. Neighboring countries, expanding into neighboring countries. What about expanding into neighboring countries? All right, what's your take on our foreign investment strategy? What's your take on our foreign investment strategy? We've already seen this word take here before as a synonym of perspective, of point of view. Right? So you could use perspective or point of view or take to mean the same thing. What's your take? What's your perspective? What's your point of view on our foreign investment strategy? All right, moving on. That could work. No secrets there, right? That's a sensible idea. That's a sensible idea. Here, I want to stop for a while to talk about the difference that sometimes causes a little confusion between the words sensible and sensitive, okay? When something is sensible, what I'm saying is that this thing or this person is reasonable. So it's something or someone based on reason, all right? While the word sensitive has a couple of different meanings, right? But the one that is most confused with the word sensible is when we talk about someone who gets emotional easily. So someone who gets hurt easily or upset or irritated. Someone who gets emotional easily, right? So sensible is someone who is reasonable. So we're talking about reason here. And sensitive is someone who gets emotional easily. We're talking about feelings. We're talking about senses. All right? So sensible, reasonable, and sensitive, someone emotional. All right? Moving on. I like your suggestion. I like a suggestion. No problems there. Sounds good. Let's work on that. Sounds good. Let's work on that. Also, no problems there, so let's move on. This is not a decision just the two of us can make. This is not a decision just the two of us can make. Once again, here we are using the word just to express only, right? So this is not a decision only the two of us can make, just the two of us, all right? Important thing to notice here is that we make a decision, right? So when you decide something, you make a decision. This is not a decision just the two of us can make. Okay, so to decide to make a decision. This is not up to us. This is not up to us. We've already talked about the many meanings of the expression be up to, right? And one of them, as we have in our example here, is to depend on. So this is not up to us. This doesn't depend on us, okay? This decision must be agreed upon by everyone. This decision must be agreed upon by everyone. We've already talked about the prepositions that we use with the verb agree, right? But here, today, we have a new preposition. We have agree upon. Agree upon means basically the same thing as agree on, which means to have the same opinion, to concur, right? So agree upon, agree on, to have the same opinion. The thing here is that when we use this construction in the passive voice, as we have here, this decision must be agreed, we have to use the preposition upon, right? So if I say the plan was agreed upon by all shareholders. What I'm saying is that all shareholders agreed on the same plan. So everybody had the same opinion. But because I'm using the passive voice, the plan was agreed, I have to use the preposition upon. Okay, so the plan was agreed upon by all shareholders. Or I could say, this has to be agreed upon by us all. This has to be agreed upon by us all. So we have, all of us, we have to agree, we have to have the same opinion, we have to concur about something. It has to be agreed upon. Okay, so agreed upon means the same thing as agree on, that is to have the same opinion, to concur. But when I'm using the passive voice, I have to use the preposition upon. Must be agreed upon, okay? We can't make this decision on our own. We can't make this decision on our own. No problems there. We've already talked about all the expressions in this sentence. So let's move on. I think it's worth considering. I think it's worth considering. No problems there. I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot. Once again, we have the word worth followed by a word that begins with a vowel sound. So we're gonna say them together. Worth a, worth a, worth a, worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot. And here in the beginning, we have the same situation with the word think. Think and it's. So think it's. Think it's, right? Think it's, think it's, think it's. I think it's, I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot. I think it's worth a shot. All right? What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? No problems there. We might as well give it a try. We might as well give it a try. Two interesting things here that we have already discussed before. The expression might as well, which could be kind of translated as why not, right? Why not? We might as well. We don't lose anything if we do this. And also the expression give it a try, which means basically try, right? And we can use it with different nouns as well. So if you want to try something, you could say, for instance, why don't you give this new car a try? So why don't you give this new car a try? Why don't you try this new car? But if you want to sound more natural, instead of saying try, only try, you can say give a try. Okay, so give something a try. Give something a try. So give this new car a try. Give this method a try. Give this strategy a try. So try something. All right, moving forward. Overseas service providers are very competitive. Overseas service providers are very competitive. No problems there. Let's just remember that we have there one word that ends in S, while the next word also begins with S, overseas service. So I'm gonna link them and pronounce them together. Overseas services. Okay, so overseas services, overseas services, overseas services providers. Overseas services providers are very competitive. Overseas manufacturers offer excellent services. Overseas manufacturers offer excellent services. Let's just practice here the pronunciation of the word manufacturers. Manufacturers, manufacturers, manufacturers. Overseas manufacturers. Overseas manufacturers offer excellent services. All right? Finding international investors is the key to our success. Finding international investors is the key to our success. Notice how I pronounce the word international without pronouncing the first T. I pronounce it as international, right? This is a very common pronunciation in American English. International, international, international. You don't really pronounce the first T. International. Finding international investors. Finding international investors is the key to our success, okay? Expanding into foreign markets will give us an edge. Expanding into foreign markets will give us an edge. Once again, we have here the word edge being used as a synonym of advantage. Right? So you can use edge, especially in the corporate world, to express advantage. Okay? Should we outsource that as well? Should we outsource that as well? No problems there. Should we keep that process in company? Should we keep the process in company? Once again, we have here the expression in company, which means, as you already know, inside the company that we do internally, right? Is it a good idea to outsource that? Is it a good idea to outsource that? Here we have, in the very beginning of the sentence, three words that are going to be all linked. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to outsource that? Okay? Are we going to outsource our production management? Are we going to outsource our production management? No problems there. We can discuss that with QA management. We can discuss that with QA management. Once again, just to refresh your memory, QA is the quality assessment, which is basically the same as quality control, right? So the QA, the quality assessment management. We should call a meeting with HR management. We should call a meeting with HR management. No secrets here. It's best that we discuss this issue with the finance analyst. It's best that we discuss this issue with a finance analyst. It'd be a good idea to get in touch with R&D and discuss the issue. It'd be a good idea to get in touch with R&D and discuss the issue. Notice that although we have the D after it, I don't really pronounce it, right? It's just it. It's kind of a silent letter. It'd be. It'd be a good idea to get in touch with R&D. R&D, as you know, is the research and development department. So it'd be a good idea to get in touch with R&D and discuss the issue. We should definitely consider outsourcing manufacturing. We've already talked about this in our previous class. Let's just remember that when I use consider and a verb after it, this next verb has to have ing. So consider outsourcing, consider talking, consider sending, and so on. All right? It might be in our best interest to outsource manufacturing. This expression here, to be in someone's best interest, means basically to be the best choice or to be the best option, right? So if something is in my best interest, it's the best option for me. So to be the best option for someone. So if I say, this is in my best interest, this is the best option for me. If I say, this is in your best interest, this is the best option for you, and so on, okay? Keeping maintenance in company is something to be considered. We've already talked about the pronunciation of the word maintenance, right? So just remember that the stressed syllable is the syllable main. So maintenance. Keeping maintenance in company is something to be considered. Okay, it's probably best that we outsource this task. No secrets there. Moving on to our last page. I'm going to call a meeting with the other department heads. We've already talked about this as well, so let's move on. I'll get in touch with the shareholders. This is another expression that is very common in the business world. Word shareholders. Shareholder. Who is the shareholder? Is the person who holds shares of a company. But what are shares? The shares are the parts of a company's capital stock. All right, so the shares are all the parts of a company's capital stock, while the shareholder is the person who holds, who possesses these shares, okay? I'm gonna send a message to the other managers. No problems there. He'll call you later and set up a meeting. We've already seen this very useful phrasal verb here before, but let's just refresh our memories. The phrasal verb set up, which can mean schedule. Right? So he'll call you later and set up a meeting. He'll call you later and schedule a meeting in the sense of organize, right? So he will organize the meeting and call you to schedule a date. All right, so we've reached the end of our Business in Focus class. So now, once again, don't forget to do your memorization hack practice. Listen to the sentences again, repeat them to get more and more fluent in your pronunciation, and I'll see you in our next dialogue class. Have a good one, private.